Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Iran's foreign minister has arrived in New York to participate in a UN Security Council meeting on Gaza. His visit comes days after Tehran launched that drone and missile strike on Israel. Hussein Amir Abdullahian has said that Iran notified the US of its plans to attack Israel through a Swiss diplomatic channel. Meanwhile, Iran's president says his forces are ready to face any threat. The Israeli War Cabinet is now considering its next move. Ibrahim Raisi made his comments on National Army Day. Well, the British government's plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda has hit another stumbling block in Parliament. For the fourth time, the Upper House of Lords rejected legislation needed for the go-ahead. Both houses of Parliament need to agree the wording before it can then become law and then flights to Rwanda can begin. None have taken off so far because of legal challenges to the Conservative government's flagship policy to reduce the number of asylum seekers arriving illegally. Chad's Prime Minister, Success Masra, has formally launched a bid for the presidency. He's a former opposition leader and he was appointed to head the transitional government back in January. Other opposition parties accuse him of collaborating with Chad's military leader, Mohamed Idriss Deby. The first round of voting is set to take place in May. Well, customs officials in Senegal have seized a record $8 million worth of fake banknotes alongside a separate large drug bust. It's all part of a drive to fight crime and corruption by the country's newly elected government. Now, the US aircraft manufacturer Boeing is facing increased government scrutiny after a series of accidents and manufacturing failures. US senators held back-to-back meetings on Wednesday to investigate aircraft safety faults. A company engineer and whistleblower told senators that he alerted management of alarming deficiencies on assembly lines, but he'd been told to be quiet. Now, human-induced climate change is said to have caused the record-breaking heat wave that hit Africa's Sahel region earlier this month. Temperatures in Burkina Faso and Mali soared to above 45 degrees Celsius, and the World Weather Attribution estimates that hundreds, if not thousands, of people died as a result. It also added that the extreme heat was a once-in-a-200-year event, although the trends will likely continue with future warming. Well, the government in Colombia, meanwhile, is dealing with a severe energy and water crisis. A prolonged drought there has reduced the nation's reservoirs to less than 30% of their usual level. Most of Colombia's energy comes from hydroelectric sources, so it's had to suspend its electricity exports to neighboring Ecuador to avoid blackouts at home.
Coming up in The Take, how have some of the countries that border Israel responded to Iran's attack? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.